A federal judge has sentenced Roger Stone to 40 months. That's 3 years and 4 months in prison. The political operative and longtime Trump ally was convicted in November of lying to Congress, obstruction and witness tampering as part of the Mueller investigation. In the days leading up to his sentencing, the length of that sentence became the center of a back and forth between the Justice Department and the president. NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas was at the courthouse, and he joins us now with the latest. And Ryan, this has certainly been a high-profile case. Describe the scene in the courtroom today.
Well, the scene at the courthouse was kind of chaotic, as it often is when Roger Stone is on site. Certainly, in the morning when I arrived at the courthouse, there were people unfurling a giant black and white banner that showed Roger Stone with his arms extended, his flashing the V for victory sign, and a hashtag, pardon Roger Stone. There was another kind of traveling billboard going by that read, Bill Barr, have you forgotten your oath? It's like all of the issues going on with the justice system and the Justice Department right now kind of descending on the courthouse here in D.C. There were certainly supporters of Stone who turned out today as they did over the course of the trial. And of course, everybody wanted to know leading up to this, what was the sentence for him going to be?
Yeah, and prosecutors had originally recommended 7 to 9 years for Stone. It was at that point that President Trump and Attorney General William Barr stepped in. Remind us how all of that unfolded.
Well, it started last Monday, so more than a week and a half ago, when the four prosecutors who put Stone on trial, who actually prosecuted the case, recommended 7 to 9 years for Stone in their sentencing recommendation. Shortly after that, the president tweeted that he felt that that was unfair. A few hours after that, Attorney General William Barr stepped in and the Justice Department actually reversed course, filed a supplemental sentencing memo saying that the 7 to 9 years was too much. They felt that Stone should face some prison time, but that it should be less than that based on how the attorney's office was actually going to calculate the sentencing guidelines. They deferred to the judge ultimately what that sentence should be. But all of this came up today in court during the hearing. The judge, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, asked the prosecutors in the case what was the cause of all the confusion. And one of the federal prosecutors who was in the courtroom apologized to the judge, said full out, it was not the fault of the four prosecutors who originally handled this case. They had authorization to submit the sentencing memo that they did. But the judge clearly was annoyed by the fact that the government had done this sort of flip-flop on its recommendation for Stone's sentence.
And was that part of her lengthy speech today? People talked about how she spoke at length with federal prosecutors.
This whole hearing actually lasted about 2.5 hours. The back and forth with the government attorneys was not part of that, but what she did was kind of go through point by point how she was going to come to the sentence that she ultimately did, went through all of the sentencing guidelines, which has been part of the cause for the controversy over the recommendation that the government made. Ultimately, though, she took a break, came back, and that is when she gave this very lengthy speech about Roger Stone and the crimes that he was convicted of. And she made clear that this was not a joke. What he did was serious. He was convicted of witness tampering, obstruction, and lying to Congress, basically impeding the House Intelligence Committee's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. And she made clear that this is serious business. She said that what Stone did was a threat to the country's institutions, to the foundations of American democracy. She said his actions can't go unpunished. If they do go unpunished, she said everyone's loses. And she said that what he did really should kind of dredge up dismay and disgust among all Americans, and it should transcend party lines. She made clear that this is something that the American people care about, that Congress cares about, that the Justice Department cares about, and she said it's something that she, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, cares about as well.
And we want to note that Stone was given a chance to address the court before his sentencing, but declined to do so. What happens next? Can we expect an appeal?
Well, part of the reason that Stone likely did not address the court today is because he likely will appeal this decision. Now, there's still one motion that is pending in this case. Stone has filed a motion for a new trial. Judge Jackson said that she would rule on that actually after sentencing. She said that she will deal with that matter in the days and weeks to come. But yes, we do expect Stone to ultimately file an appeal in this case. And then, of course, hanging over all of this is the question of a potential presidential pardon.
Right.
There's been a lot of speculation over the past, well, basically since Stone was indicted in January of 2019, of whether the president would weigh in and ultimately grant Stone a pardon. That has been front and center over the discussions over the past week and a half since this case kind of burst back into the headlines. The president has been asked repeatedly about it in mm-hmm. the past few days, and what he consistently says is it's not time to talk about that yet, but he doesn't rule out the possibility of a pardon either.
That's NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.